Fine, Shem Hashem Natanza. Fine. We're there in Lukutei Eitzos, Emes Ve'emuna. It says, this is letter Chaf Beis. Hasheker Mazik La'inayim. Someone who lies, it damages their eyes. The Gashmias Uberuchnias. Spiritually and physically. For someone that they can't see straight physically, someone who lies, it brings eye ailments physically and also spiritually. They can't see, they can't understand Hashem, they don't see Hashem in their life, they don't see what the Torah wants from them, they can't see, they become blinded, they don't see Hashem running the world. When a person says Sheker, Misgarim Achiris Adam, it strengthens his, I don't understand English, his blood to be messed up. It's Achiris Adam. Bad blood, basically. He gets issues with his blood. Shemishamba, then from there it comes marashcher, it comes depression. And then when someone cries from such depression, this is makalkan in of this also ruins his eyes. It's impossible to speak a lie. Until someone's blood has issues, they're messed up. The emes eif shiladaber, and it's not possible to speak truth. Only because you clean the blood first. Saying if a person spoke sheker, it means their bloods are messed up, and it's only possible to speak truth if he cleaned his blood. But basically, it's not good to speak sheker. That's
no good to speak.
Not good to speak sheker. Lies. Not good to lie. Baruch Hashem.
So if dialysis
cleaned
your blood, this is
lialysis. Yeah. So we'll hold the Chavis Chaim Shmiras Halosh and Shara and Tyro. The first part. It says over here, the Chavis Chaim, of course, the Zaya. Since it's already 3 days within Lag Weimar, already. Right, it's already 3 days before Lag Weimar. We'll say over Zaya from Shem Bayi Chai. It says, "Call me Shaisik Batara. Whoever toils and delves in Tyro." Yiske, he'll merit Shiloh Chelu Kalam Haba. He'll have a portion in the world to come. At least you have a guarantee. You have a portion. The Chashiv lets consider for him. Ki ilu bana elam, says if he created worlds. Why, Shara? By Torah, nivna ha'olam nishtach. With the Torah, the world was built, and the, right, like the upkeep of the Torah also is with Torah. Zeshikav, this is what Pasuk says. Hashem b'chachma yasdar. Hashem with wisdom, he made the foundation of the world. Which wisdom? The wisdom of the Torah. The Chol Shalais, but whoever delves and deals in the Torah, m'shachla lamas b'kamisam. Then they are keeping the world going. I mean, the people who learn Torah are the really ones who are keeping the world spinning on its axis. It's really in their merit, in their schos, in their Torah, they're learning. That's where the world is continuing to exist. Ubayre, come and see. Beruach asa Kadosh Baruch Hu esa olam. Hashem created the world with wind. Uberuach meskayim, and it continues to exist with wind. And what's this wind? Ruach ruach sha'olisim ha'melam v'tar. This is the wind when we speak words. This is the wind that we speak, and the vapor is coming from our mouths when we learn Torah. We are keeping the world going. Ad kan l'shan. He brings another zayar from Parshas Tzav. Pasuk Rabbi Lazar. Put my words in your mouth, and with the shade of my hand, I will cover you. That's what Hashem says. Lamanu. We learn from here. Rabbi Lazar teaches us. Any person who deals in the Torah, and his lips speak the words. This doesn't help to think it. Also, their lips are speaking the words of the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu chayfef alah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, so to speak, hovers over the person. Hashem puts his wings over this person to protect them from all outside elements, physically, spiritually. Not only that, this person is the one keeping it in existence. Hashem's happy. You're keeping Hashem's world going. When we learn Torah, Hashem is happy as if today He just created the world. Because by us learning Torah, we're keeping the world going. Hashem is happy. If we wouldn't learn Torah, the whole world would get destroyed. Hashem wants this world. He created it. He wants it. But us learning Torah will make Hashem happy that we're able to keep this world going. Baruch Hashem. We have to learn some Torah to keep the world going. So Baruch Hashem, we're holding on the Gimel Aleph Beis 3B. We're going to start again from the Beis today. We're going to go back just to get into it. Eight lines from the top, Mesve. Gemara, you want a Gemara? Mesve. Rabbi Yosef, you got it? Mesve? I don't know what page it is in the art scroll, but it's coming. Shmuel, you got it? Shmuel, you got it? You found it? Mesve. It should be like in the first page of it. It's like six, seven lines from the top of the page. Mesve. We have the question, right? We had four shitas, what's shot in our Mishnah, why egg that's born on Yom Tov you can't eat. Meisve, we have a question from a Braisa. What is the Braisa name? We'll move to the beginning quickly. Echad Beitza Shenalda B'Shabbos, whether your egg was born on Shabbos, the Echad Beitza Shenalda B'Yom Tov, or whether your egg was born on Yom Tov, in Metadalin, so you're not even allowed to touch it. Not allowed to move it. In Metadalin, so you're not allowed to move it. I'll also say you're not allowed to touch it, because if you touch it, it might move. You're not allowed to move it. Good? Loy l'chas is basa kli. You're not allowed to use this as a bottle stop to cover a kli. Loy l'zbach bakara hamita, not either to lean a bed on it. So you're not allowed to use this. This egg is mukta. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two. Aval kaife aleha es akli, but you are allowed to cover it with a kli, with a utensil. B'shvil shalot yishavar, in order that it shouldn't break. Halacha number three. Uspeka asura. And if you're in doubt, then it's asur, which we'll see what this means. The imnis arva be'elef, if this egg got mixed with another thousand eggs, but this one asur egg got mixed with 1,000 asur eggs, kulan asuras, all the eggs, all 1,000 eggs, are forbidden. Fine, that's the four cases of the brice. Comes the Gemara and says, Bishlam al rabo. We understand according to rabo. The Amar who says, Mishum Hachana, who says the reason for our Mishnah why you can't eat an egg born on Yom Tov, because the issue of preparation it was prepared from on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So then we understand the third halacha. Have a steak of the Raisa, or in a doubt of the Raisa, we don't know if this egg was born on Yom Tov or not. But Chal Sveik of the Raisa, L'chumra, every time you have a doubt in a Raisa, in a Torah law, you have to be strict. Fine. This Raisa makes sense. You're not sure when the egg was born. So you're not sure, you're getting involved in the Isra Deraisa. You have to be strict, you can't eat the egg. Elul Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, Amrim Shem Gzeiro. Let's say the reason why you can't eat the egg born on Yom Tov is because of Gzeiro. The Sveik of the Rabbanani, that means it's a doubt. If we're not sure when this egg was born, if it was born on Yom Tov or not, it comes as a suffix in the Rabbanan. We know the rule is always a doubt on the Rabbanan, you're more lenient. So why is the Braisa telling me that it's usr the egg? It's if you're not sure which with the egg, if it was born on Yom Tov, it should be mutter because you should be lenient. It's the Savik the Rabbanon. So come the Gemara and says no. Rabbi Yitzchak Raisa will tell you the second half of this Braisa, the Seifa, is not referring to an egg born on Yom Tov. But since we were speaking about eggs that are usr, which is an interesting case, like kosher eggs that are usr, we also brought you another case of an egg which is usr, also a case of a Suffolk Treifa. But you're not sure if this egg is kosher or a treifa. They're also, you can't eat it. So seifa asal suffix treifa. The same at the end of that braisa, the last two cases are in a scenario of a suffix treifa. So it's a suffix treifa, and therefore the halacha is you have to be strict since it's a deraisa. We were not sure if this egg was born from a treif bird, and we said the rule is if you're the mother's a treifa, the egg also is considered a treifa. Therefore, if you're in doubt, it's a doubt of deraisa. So therefore, we have to be strict. You can't eat it. It's good. Oh, Kamli Mwaran says, Ihachi, if so, if your host safe for the end of this price, so switch topics. It's talking about a treifa bird, egg of a treifa. Ema seifa, say the seifa. Say the seifa of the seifa. I mean, say the end of the seifa, the fourth case. This Arab of Elif, if this one egg got mixed into 1,000, cool in Asuras, all the eggs are us.
You have to push up the Tzavu of Yosef.
And say only
the last part, the fourth part, would be Asur because it's
Treifa,
but also say the third part is still
would
be
Dorabanan? No, We're not in the world of an egg that was born on Yom Tov. We're not in the world of the Rabbanan. We're in a case where it's a treif egg. Was there,
right.
So now we shift over. We're in the world of a deraisa. We're not referring to an egg now. We switch topics. Good? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, fine. Very nice. You explained that the third case makes sense. It's referring to a treif. Fine. But it comes in where it says, Bishlama Safik Yom Tov Safik Chol. Sorry. If so, Ema Seifa. Say the Seifa of the Seifa. Say the fourth case. This Arva Be'elef, if it got mixed into 1,000 other eggs, right, which according to this, he wants to say maybe it's a treif egg. Kulan Asuris, they're all Asur. E Amrit Bishlama. If you tell me, Safik Yom Tov Safik Chol. So, according to Rabba, that wanted to tell me the price is referring to a case that we're not sure if it's Yom
Tov. That's a question mark. If it's what you're saying, that it's a treifa, then would they all, if it got mixed up with them, would they all be the other? It's a question mark.
Not yet. The one's going to ask you. Right now, it's not a question mark yet. The way it flows is, first of all, it's that, Yom Tov Safik Chol, say the Safik. This Arabic cool answer, the one's going to go through it slowly, step by step. If you say it's talking about the case is we're not sure if it's Yom Tov or Chol, we're not sure when this egg was born. So then have a darish sheish lamatirim. This egg is the egg that will become mutter tomorrow, right? Because the day after Yom Tov, it's mutter the egg, right? Correct, Chana? After Yom Tov, it's mutter. V'chol darish sheish lamatirim. And since it will become mutter tomorrow, the Rabbanan are strict. And I feel be'elif loy batal, even in 1,000 eggs, therefore the fourth case makes sense why it's not batal. Ela'i amrit safik treifa, but if you're going to say, the scenario is what we're talking about.
So why would that be ruled out?
What's that case? Safik treifa, darish e'il matirin he. This is a case that has no matirin, which is batal beruhu, and therefore you should go back to our original rule, our common rule we always go with. It should be bitl beruhu, since it should be knocked out by the majority, since the majority, 999 eggs, are permitted. This egg should also be mutter. Yes, what's the question?
So, we're ruling out the Safik treifa as the fourth case in our brisa because it should be all be muddled. How are they all 1,000 eggs usher? If
correct.
It was a Safik treifa egg, it should be muddled and it should be permitted.
Right.
So, but if it was a Safik Yom Tov or Chol, then that as a heter to that after Yom Tov, you could eat it. Something that's not hearing is low button. So that would
make sense.
Fit.
Exactly.
So how are we ruling that out at this point?
Because how are we ruling that? It would fit. So according to Rava, it makes sense. So we're not ruling that out. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef need a new pshat. Rabbi Yosef, like this. Let's speak it out like this. According to Rava holds the issue of an egg is the issue of a deraisa. Egg born in Yom Tov is the issue for the Tav. So according to him, it's very simple. Let's read all four cases of the deraisa. Right? The first case was muk. The first case is you can't move it. Why? Because also deraisa, you can't move it. You can't move it. So he's saying the first case is because you can't move it. Right? Fine, because it's a deraisa. We can't eat it. It's muk. Fine. It's muk to deraisa. Maybe Rashi says muk to deraisa. Fine. The next case, fine, we said you're allowed to cover with a kli, we don't hold like a mishak, fine. The third case, it's a suffix when this egg was born. Suffix when the egg was born. According to Rab, it's a suffix in a
deraisa.
Right? In Rab, it's a suffix in a deraisa. Therefore, you can't eat it. Fine. What's the fourth case? This one egg, which it seems like it's a suffix when it was born, this one egg, but we're not sure when this egg was born, and it got mixed within 1,000. It's still usher. Why? We always have a rule. You go by the right, you go by the majority. So the answer is, because it's something that will become permitted tomorrow, right? And something that will become permitted tomorrow, the Rabbanan have a stringency, you don't say bitl v'rei, right? Even though the Torah tells us, achar rav lahat, those who usually go after the majority.
Well, the majority is for something treifa.
No, even in here, I'm explaining to you, according to Rabba also, the price has to make sense according to Rabba also. So in Rabba, he's still learning the fourth case that he's referring to, a suffix on Yom Tov.
You couldn't eat on the first day, you have to eat on the second day, according to Rabba, correct?
But not in a two-day Yom Tov now. You could always eat on the second. It's true, you could always eat on the second day Yom Tov. But we're talking about a case here, on the first day Yom Tov, right? This egg, I'm not sure if it was born on Yom Tov or before Yom Tov. It's a suffix. Now this egg got mixed with another
so
thousand eggs.
That's because of Hamkana. He holds that's the rice. Rava, you're talking about.
Yeah, but yes, but should be but one is a but one isn't the rice though. With 999, one suffix isn't the rice. The egg with 999 eggs, which are mutter. What's the usual rule usually? What should we say? What's the rule usually? If you have 999, and if you have 999 against one, what's the halacha? Yeah, but the right. Right. Usually you go by the majority. So why shouldn't you go to the majority?
Okay. That's for trafe.
Why? Don't go back to trafe. Not in trafe.
Trafe is bittul
baroth. Everything's bittul baroth. You always go after the right. You always go after the right. Not only trafe.
Not kalayim is
1-200.
I mean, there are other things. Not baroth. It's still bittul baroth.
But after yontif, you can use it.
One second. Oh, but there's a psukim. Here we're in trafe. Or even yontif. If any isur derais you go after, usually is the right to go to, unless the Torah tells you otherwise, unless you have a special pasuk that tells you you need 1-200, or there's a special psukim that tell you different rules. Usually you go by majority. If I have 51%, most halacha, if you cut 51% of the two pipes of an animal, you do of a bird, anything you're shechting, you go by right. You go by right, unless proven, unless told otherwise. That's the rule.
So for milk and meat, it's middle hashishim, that's also
special psukim, it's all psukim. Anything that's giving you more than 51, really, 51% is bittul. Bittul is right. Unless you have different psukim that explain to me different amounts. Right? You're right, it's a whole sukim, you have bittul right works. I'm not going to the whole sukim. You're right, because you don't always have bittul right. You don't have kalayim, you have two mixed. So over there, the whole issue was, even once one thread is mixed, then you can't wear it. But it's different. It's a whole sukim in its own, how we learn that. But the rule is, usually you say bittul right. Good? So now, in the case of, we're not sure when this egg was born. No. In this case where, right, that's what you're saying, there's no mitzvah rev. It's also when you say rev, you don't say rev. But anyway, what we're saying is, in a case where you should really have rev, I'm not sure if this egg was born on Yom Tov before Yom Tov. Good? Now this egg got mixed with 999 other eggs. So what should I say usually? If the rules, you go to the majority. What should be the halacha? It should be mutter, it should be allowed. So why can't I eat this egg according to Rava? Because it has a matirin. And Rashi says, the chazami the chumr. Really, on the deraisa level, it is bittul baroth. Once you have 999 eggs that are kosher, they're all mutter, real. The Rabbana say, why should we give you matirin leniencies? Just wait till tomorrow, eat your eggs tomorrow. So therefore, the Rabbana were machmer on something that will become mutter.
But you're only waiting a day. That's the point.
Right, so wait a day. Chazal, just wait a day. And those, we don't want to give you bittul baroth. We don't want you to become lax. Put more stringency here. You wait till tomorrow. Good. Now that's according to Rava. Good. According to Rava, the fourth case is going to be very simple. Fourth case is, it's a stuff that was born in Yom Tov now, but it got mixed in. But we don't say roiv, because it's going to become mutter tomorrow. That's the rule we always say. Good. Now, that's all Rava. All four cases are in the world of an egg being born on Yom Tov. Correct? All four cases, the egg was born on Yom Tov, we understand the whole brisa. But if you go in according to Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yosef, right? They switched the brisa. They said that the second two cases, the last two cases of the brisa, are referring to a trefa. Now it doesn't make any more sense. Because if you have a trefa, you should go with rice. Right? If you have one trefa egg mixed with 999 other eggs, what's the halacha?
Shabitulit.
So why is the brisa saying it's not a bittul? So Rabbi Yitzchak raised it very nice. You were stuck on the third case. We say, why the suffix usher, according to you, egg born on Yom Tov is Durabanan? He said, no, the Brisa is not talking about that case. You switched the case. Very nice. You switched the case. It's talking about a trefa.
It must be we're not talking about a trefa.
But the problem with the fourth case doesn't make sense now. Right? You switched to the third case to fit into your test. Everything should make sense to you. Now the fourth case makes no sense. Right? Because the fourth, because why is it, if it's trefa, it's the Brisa. You should say, but the Brisa, according to Rabbi, that the Brisa is referring to an egg, it makes sense why there's no bittul baroth, right? Because it's something that will become mutter tomorrow. Something that comes mutter tomorrow, we don't give you right. But according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef, that we're talking about a regular case of a derech trefa, so you should go with the rules, bittul baroth. So then how does the fourth egg make sense? And why is asking Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef, why isn't it bittul? Why this one egg? Why all the eggs usher? It's good? So you don't have the excuse that it has a matirin. Rabbi had a good excuse. Since it comes to tomorrow, you don't get bittul baroth. We don't give you the leniency of bittul baroth. But according to you, that you're in a trefa deraisa, it's things never becoming mutter, this trefa egg. So why is it no bitzavurei? Go to regular rules, bitzavurei. That's the Torah says achrei ravel hatas. Go after the ravel. That's the question. So that's the reason we ask you. You make the third case make sense according to you. Now the fourth case makes no sense. So now our Gemara is going to try to find the sheet that it holds, but there's no bitzavurei. When there's something, another reason why there's no bitzavurei. We said if it's going to come mutter tomorrow, you lose your leniency of bitzavurei. Then we're going to come and try to find the sheet that says that when something is very important, you lose your Heter, a bit of a red. So since it was something that was chashev here, you don't say it gets drowned out by the other 999. Since you won was important, you don't get knocked out by 999. Even though they're a majority. Since you're important, you can never get bitul. We can never nullify you, knock you.
So we're introducing that chashev is going to support Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak in their sephora of the fourth.
Okay, right. Exactly. So that's what we're trying to do. We're going to have one long shot, because then we can think it's Rabbi Meir. We can say it doesn't work out. In the end, we have to say there's going to be a different sheet of Rav Yeshua according to Rav Yehuda. We'll get to another sheet that's whole next tomorrow. So first, our whole Amud now, which is the whole piece where we want to learn now, is all trying to get to a sheet that holds when something is important, there's no bit over it. Because that's what we're stuck on now. We're stuck on a question. Rav Yisrael and Rav Yosef, you told me the Braisa is talking about a treifa. So if it's a treifa, treifa egg, it's usher deraisa. When you have one and 999, it should be all permitted. Why is the Braisa saying they're all usher? That's the Gemara's question. So let's see inside again. So we're like anything on the top, smack away all the page. We're going to start again. That Rav Yisrael, Rav Yosef were saying that Bryce is in a case of a treifa. Ihachi, if so, from the first word line, Ema. Ema seifa, say the seifa. Has the fourth case make sense? If you're saying it's referring to a case of a treifa. This arva, the elif, if it got mixed into 1,000, this one usher egg got mixed into a 1,000 other eggs. Cool, and that's where all the eggs are forbidden. E amrit bishlama, if you'll tell me, it will make sense to me that our whole brisa, even the fourth case, like Rabbit would hold, is a case of Safik Yomtev, Safik Chol. That we're not sure when this egg was born, maybe Yomtev, maybe on Chol, and then it got mixed with 1,000. So then I have a davar. This is a thing, she yesh le matir, which has a matir, because tomorrow this egg will become mutter because it's an egg born on Yomtev, right? The Chol davar and everything she yesh le matir, which will become permitted tomorrow. Eventually, will become permitted. Rabbanu Machmer, Afilu be'elif loy batel. Even 1,000 eggs are not batel. There's no nullifying. Ela'i amrit. But if you're going to tell me like Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yosef are telling me, suffix treifa, that we're in a case in the world that the doubt in the price that is we're not sure if it's a treifa. So davar she'ein lo matirimi. This is something which that will never become mutter. V'tzvi batel rus. We should go back to the original rule that you should be nullified with the majority. The batel beruba. And since it's 999, eggs should be mutter. So the Gemara says, we're going to try to tell you it's going to be like Remeir, right? That it's going to say, since it's chashuv, it's not batel. But the Gemara already knows from the start that's not even a good answer. The Gemara already says, and if you're going to try to tell me it's chashuv, it's very important, each egg, it's not going to work because, for whatever reason, we say it's not going to work. The Gemara already is going into this terror, it's already saying it's the wrong answer. So let's see the Gemara's answer. So why in the world this one treif egg in 999, they should all be permitted. It should go to the back to the regular rule. It's nullified with the majority. The chitim, if you're going to say to me, if you're going to try to tell me, beitza chashuva, but like, by the way, the concept, since the egg is so important, there's no nullification. You can't nullify something that's important. So, hani chalaman, this is good according to the opinion that says that we hold kol shadak limanas, that holds. As long as it is the derech to count this item, Shaninu, that's what was taught in the Mishnah. We'll explain soon. Lamanda Amar, but according to the opinion, Es Shadarki Limana Shaninu, that it was taught Es Shadarki Limana, is Ma'ikal Meir, what are you going to tell me? Meaning like this. We want to say, why is the egg not batel? Why is it not nullified with the other 1,000 eggs? Because, why is it not batel? Because it's chashuv. And you can't batel it's chashuv. Now, I say that's not such a simple answer. Because to determine what's called important is machlekes in a Mishnah in Arla. What's considered important? There are two opinions. It's really Remeir's sheet. The Remeir says, if something is important, you don't become bald, we can't nullify you, even with the majority. Now, the Gemara is going to bring down the whole text. But basically, how important do you have to be that we can't bottle you, we can't nullify you? One sheet that says, as long as most people sell you by number, okay, like an egg, you sell it by number, by the egg, right? You don't give a whole bucket of eggs, right? Most people, they sell eggs by egg. Each one is important. You sell a dozen eggs, two dozen eggs, right? You don't sell them. You don't put them in a bucket and say, oh, I think... Right? You don't say, oh, I think this could be 12 eggs. You count each one. Each one has importance. So one opinion holds, as long as most people sell this item by the quantity, and they don't just evaluate or, you know, or by weight, each one is important, then you're not puzzled. That makes you important. So then it'll be very good. You could tell me the reason why over here you're not puzzled is that each egg usually is sold like that.
Majority of the time it's sold by
right, majority. However, the opinion that holds, it doesn't have to be a majority of the times. It has to be the only way you sell this thing is by number and never by weight or by evaluation. It's not good enough most of the time. Right, which means the egg wouldn't help us. It wouldn't be good enough by egg. Because the egg, it's true that most of the time it's sold by number. But sometimes it's also sold
by bundle,
by evaluation. You send it by the bucket, whatever you sell it, by evaluating. So therefore, it's not important enough, right? Certain things, you don't sell by evaluating. You only sell by each one. Let's say, maybe, something very chashuv. I don't know, like a good example. Something very chashuv.
Nowadays, eggs
are only sold right. These nowadays, the card should come out that the egg would not be bottled, even according to this part. Because everyone sells eggs by the number, by gross.
Right.
You, these days we get. So these days we get. It goes by number. The times of the Gemara, it wasn't like that. Most people sold by number, but there's some rashi, a lot of people sold this way. Another rashi, a lot of people sold it the other way. It wasn't. So therefore, it's not chashuv enough. A diamond, you don't sell by the. You know, you don't just tell me. Each one is important. It has to be that important. See that important that you sell it by number. You have a special, very special fruit, right? That's very rare. Don't sell it by the weight. So I think that each one is chashuv. I think we're going to bring cases later. These huge pomegranates, these examples. Each one over there is chashuv. Over there has to be like super chashuv according to the Gemara. That's at a certain importance. So when I say, so we still have a question according to the Manda Amar that holds. As long as some people sell it by number, it's considered important. Then it makes sense why it's not possible in our case, because it has some importance. But according to the Manda Amar, it has to be super important not to be bottle. And the egg doesn't fall into that category, then why is it not bottle? When you have this 999 egg, so why is it not bottle? Why still is the question? Good. So like this, you wanted to tell me why is the egg not bottle? Because it's important. Not nullified, because it's important, right? Now, that said, that depends how important you have to be not to get nullified, right? According to the opinion, you have to have a little bit of importance, because some people sell you by the number, good. But according to the opinion, if you be super important, that's not going to help you buy an egg. Therefore, we still don't know what's shot in our Mishnah. Why in our brisa? Why is the brisa say the egg is not bottle? That's the word. Let's see it inside again. The chi tema. And if you're going to try to say to me, beitza chashuva v'loy bottle, beitza, an egg is very important, and therefore it's not nullified. Ha nicha, this is according to the manda amar, according to the opinion who says kol shadak to the one. As long as the derech is the way for some people to count it, shenina, that's what was taught in the Mishnah. That's when it's not bottle. Elulamanda Amr, but according to the opinion, es shadakli manis, it has it. It is the derech to count it. Not that some people do it. It is the derech to count. It is the only way to do it. We sell it by gross. We sell it by number. Shaninu, Michael, what are you going to tell me? What's going to be pshat in our Mishnah? Yeah, that's the where it says basically you're still stuck. You still don't have pshat. Why the egg should not be? Why the egg case should not be bottled? Why are you making all the eggs asr? Now we're going to bring background to this whole machlokes where we see this thing es shadakli manis. Culture documents, we're going to bring down this whole Mishnah and this whole piece of Gemara until the bottom. That's what we're going to bring down. Basically, the Gemara doesn't like this answer. It's not good enough for us, this answer. Because if, even according to Ramey, it has to be super important not to be bottle. So we're still stuck. Why is the egg not bottle?
What is important? Is this the only way that the Rabbanan ever talk about importance? By what? By the monos? And by Amit?
So we're going to see in the Mishnah there are other ways.
Simple with an egg, it's like it's a middle. Why isn't that called importance? It's a bria.
No, I don't think we're saying because I'll bury you. I don't think like brachos for that type of importance. Meaning that I'm bitterly, it has to be hush. We'll see later, the cases later, we're going to see the six or seven cases later. Has to be, we're going to see, according to Rabban, it has to be that it has to be expensive and big and expensive and like the best type of species. Like a lot of things, in order not to have bitterly, it needs to be like super hush.
So, but you know, from the halacha today, my egg is
bottle. Halacha today, it was.
Well,
halacha today, egg.
I thought you would boil
Mm-hmm. Right, how do you check a heart for a day? The blood.
You spin it.
You don't. But you check the blood. So they say to boil three together.
Right. 3, 5, 5 numbers.
Right.
Is that the reason?
I don't know what the reason is. Right, that's the reason.
Well, multiples of three, like a dozen at a time.
It's a different thing, also. It's a different thing, yeah.
Right.
Fine. I don't know what the hell, what Basel likes to these days. But. Fine.
Well, according to Limanos, an egg would be fashioned today.
Right, I'm saying it should be chashas
today.
We shouldn't have batal.
Right.
I said it shouldn't be batal.
No, it shouldn't be batal.
Yeah.
But if we went according to the Imanos as being the
right,
so factor of
Shiva. No,
because that's really
today
Remeir. We don't. Right, today, Nachon. Today,
so that is also a category of Hashivas.
Nachon, but we don't hold like Remeir. This is all we're going to see soon in the Mishnah when we bring the whole Mishnah. That was the sheet. This whole thing is all in the sheet of Remeir. Meaning, we were quoting an opinion, really, which the Gemara didn't tell us, but really, it's, the Gemara was trying to say the Braisa would be, the Tana of the Braisa would be Remeir. Who he's the whole one who has this issue of Esher Dagelon's Kosher Dagelon. The Chacham, anyway, they don't go with that. The Chacham hold the only time it's not bottled by 6 or 7 cases, that's why these days it's not bottled, right? Even though these egg would be Esher Dagelon Manas, it's only Remeir Sheeta. The Chacham, and then when we bring the Mishnah, they hold. It's always batal. We saw it for a few cases, 6 or 7 cases. You have to be super, super chashuv. Right. So anyway, it's not going to get halachal these
but
days.
The manos is not enough to make it.
Right. But right. So right. According to Remeir, these days, even if you go to shita in Remeir esher dakel manos, these days the egg wouldn't be batal. It's true. Why is we going to go like Remeir? Saying Remeir is the yachid. We're not going to go like Remeir. Right.
I mean, 5 of the 7 cases are very unusual. I mean, except for the sealed casks of wine. And the individual loaves of bread.
Right, we'll have to get to those cases. You're right. Anyways, those cases aren't potl. The bread could be very common. But we'll get to the Gemara about the Chacham. But
side thing. Isn't there a Gemara that talks about
the
common finding of a fox inside of a croup? You know
what
that is? Croup is so big,
they
found a fox.
Yeah, the Gemara from what's called the Gemara from Ksubas. The croup is the. I'm going to bring Rashi. I'm going to bring this. I say the fox. They used to have croup the size of a tree.
Right. There's a Gemara
yeah,
that
says.
They found
it. Probably over there.
Yeah.
Probably over there in Ksubas Kafira. Fine. So that's the sugya to us. So basically, what are we coming at from today's sugya? In a nutshell, we're trying to figure out why in the world, if you're talking about a case of a trefa, why is it in an eggshell? You want to see? That's right. Why is the sugya? Why is it not batal? If you say that it's referring according to Rabba, the case is referring to Yom Tov, we understand that egg will become mutter tomorrow. So we're not giving the hetzer that it's nullified by the majority. But according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, the price is referring to a case of a trefa. Why is the egg not batal? You always go to rule that's batal b'reg. So we're trying to tell you since it's chashuv, since it's important. The Gemara says it's not so simple. You have to be very important. And an egg is not that important, that you're only sold by number. So therefore, we still have a question. You should be batal b'reg, right? Now, the Gemara says to give a new answer for Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, why the no batal b'reg, right? But since we quoted this whole thing of Esher Dakel, when it's Kodesh Dakel, we're reading the whole Mishnah that brings out the whole picture, that brings out the whole Remeir, Rebbe Chaim Shlach should argue in the Remeir. But for now, let's see the Rashi over here. Let's see Rashi. I think we saw the Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya already, right? So up to Rashi, Hani Cholaman Da'amar. That 15 lines from where it gets narrow, 15 lines up. Hani chalamanda amar. Rashi says this is going according to my which manda amar. Rashi, no, look, come on. Further on, the Gemara is going to bring further on the different shitas of Esher Dakelim, Kol Shadakelim. The Gemara is going to bring the whole thing. Kol Shadakelim mana sheninu. The Mishnah's Arlo, because look, come on, look, learn further on. The loy bato, mashma. Kol davar sheish bnei adam hamakpidim alav. Everything that has that people are matved, they're careful about it. But vechashu is because of the importance that they care lemoicher to sell it b'minya by number. Then you don't become batal. Then you don't become batal with the majority with the right. So beitz namia egg also harbe many people moicherim aista b'minya sell it with by number. Therefore, it shouldn't be batal. Elalaman da amar es shadarkoi This is the way that singled as specified to do like this. That the way to do it is only to sell it by number. There is no person who sells it by evaluation. Every person sells it by number. Michael, what are you going to tell me? Hare beitza, an egg. Hare pa'amin b'ach etzin, pa'amin many times. Nimkaris pa'amin, it is sold by evaluating it. But lo'amin without a number. So it's not that important, because there are many times also it's not sold by number. So why shouldn't it be batel? Fine, let's see. Now the Gemara is going to bring the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah. That where this Mishnah, where this whole complication comes from, Esher Dachaman, Kosher Dachaman, right? Where is this Mishnah quoted that we're not sure how to have a Gersa and Remeir? That's not. We're still in the Mishnah. One who has bundles, they say it means fenugreek. Right? It's a spice they put in the food. Shalklayakar, you have fenugreek, which was from klayakar. What's klayakar? It was kilayim, something mixed in the vineyard. Right? If it was planted together, grown together, so let's say these different plants, wheat or something else, the fenugreek next to the grapes, it's considered kilayim, it's shatness of the ground. Halacha is, what do you do with it?
Burn it.
Yidluku, burn it. Because the halacha is, kilayim in the ground is usher even to have benefit from. So only thing you can do is burn it. You can't sell it, you can't feed it to your animals, nothing. Burn it. It's arubachirus. Let's say they got this, you had one thing which was kilayim, that got mixed in with others. Bachirus, those others got mixed in with others. Kulon yidluku, thirimeis, they burnt all of them. Which means you don't go by majority. You have to burn all of them. Correct?
Who's the author of this Mishnah?
This part is the first part's Remeir. The beginning part's Remeir. If they got confused, mixed it. They're Remeir. This is Remeir. Remeir says that they're all, there's no bitul b'roiv over here. Since it's important, there's no bitul b'roiv. And therefore, you have to burn all of them. That's Remeir.
Now, he's saying it's important.
We're going to think about the Gemara's going to have a machlokes soon. The Gemara's going to argue what the pshat was. We're going to think Gemara's going to talk about it in a minute. Wait one line. It is counted, but I have to know the level of can be counted.
If it's counted, these are bundles of this talatana. Are you counting the bundles, or what are you counting?
However they counted, however they sold it. The point is it was sold by a number. It wasn't sold, it was a chashuv enough. It was some fancy fenugreek. They sell it for health food stores. Also, you have fenugreek, a little thing of fenugreek. It's expensive, eat it now. Yeah, that's
kind of great ground. Soaked in ground.
Yeah, yes, it is.
What is it? What did you say?
Gilbert. It's a dip.
Yeah. It's a clear, shiny dip. It's
very healthy.
Part of meat.
It puts fog in it.
It's very healthy.
It's funny, that's a lot of your Rashi. If you look at Rashi, the last year Rashi, I have a lot of Rashi. They open, they said in French, it says, Tiltach Hatzemach Chilbet. Hatzemach Chilbet, they say.
Where do you see that?
Among where has Lazi Rashi. If you have a Lazi Rashi, but look, maybe look. And then it says Pirush doesn't say anything after that?
In the Rashi?
No, in the Rashi, on the side. Lazi Rashi. That's rather, and maybe it should be maybe. Chilbet.
Hatzemach Chilbet.
It's a spark,
it's
a spark of meaning. Yeah. Fine. So comes Remeir. Remeir says you gotta burn the whole thing. Yeah, it comes Remeir and says. Burn all the chilbet. No chilbet is Shabbos. You planted it next to your grapes.
Tiltas,
the same. So according to Remeir, you had a klaika, you planted your chilbet right next to your grapes, and it became kilayim. And now, it's considered very chashuv. You put it in a bundle, however you put it. And then, this bundle got mixed with other bundles. They're all asr. They're all kilayim. They're all considered kilayim. Dibre Remeir. That's what Remeir says. Hacham Remeir, no. Hacham says, no, we go to a regular rule by Arla. What's the regular rule by Arla? Yeah, Rabba Achaz Masayim. If you have 1 to 200, since you have 1 to 200, it's mutter. Right? Over there, you don't go a bit of red. So Remeir saying you don't go by the rules of reg over there, right? Usually by Arla, you say it's 1 to 200. Good. Chacham Remeir says, you don't go by reg over there. Chacham says, you do go. Now, why does Remeir say you don't go by reg over there? You don't go by 1 to 200 over there. Why? So the Mishnah explains itself. Shahaya, Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir would say, meaning to explain his opinion why you have to burn all of them, Es Shadarka Limanis, if it is the derech, the way to count each one individually, Mekadish, in this case Mekadish does not mean holy, it means unfit. Like the Pasuk Rashi brings by Kil'ayin, the Pasuk says, Mekadish means unfit, which means separated. Usually Kedusha we refer to holy as holy, but also Kedusha we under, also we tell me also where Kadosh, the Torah used by Kil'ayin, if you look at the Sadi Gemara, the Pasuk used, the Torah uses the Pasuk of, I don't have it on me right now. Tell you the pasuk of Pentuktash. Pentuktash is the Malaya. It has to become holy.
So the Torah called Kedesha, a woman that you
call. Also, right. Right, Kedesha, right. Fine. Chacham Aim Aim Kedesh. Oh. So Chacham Aim, Chacham say. Eina mekadesh ela shisha d'ramavan. There are only six cases that are rendered unfit. Meaning, when six of these cases have a mixture, in six of the cases it's super important, so they're not batal. All other cases, if you have 1 to 200, it's always nullified by Arlo, right? So Rameir says, if it's the derech to count it by Arlo, we don't go with 1 to 200 anymore. You burn all your clay. You've got to burn everything, right? I don't care if you have 1 to 200, right? You have one kilayin mixed in 500 regular tiltan. Since this one is chashuv, it never becomes batal. You have to worry all of them are the usher one. Therefore, it's usher. But Chacham say no. As a very chashuv, only six things. That's that what we say. Rabbi Kiva says shiva. The anyway, these are the seven or the six or seven items that don't become batal, and these are the only ones that don't become batal. A goyzi perech, walnuts from the city of Perech. For many pomegranates from Badan, the place of Badan, the chavias tumas are closed barrels. The chalfei tradit, they say, I don't know, pokey,
prickly beets.
Kilchei kruv, the stalks or these big huge cabbages look like stalks, rashes, they look like trees. With the laas yivanas and Greek gourds. So only these cases are not bottled. Everything else in the world could be bottled 1 to 200. Only these scenarios that happen. Rabbi Kiva adds, "Ach ki karish shal baal bais." Also, bread that's baked at home, also in Arabic, because those are very, very special.
There's nothing to do with how you count today.
Over there also could be the Rabbanon aren't going with counting. The Rabbanon are going with something else that has to be very special. The Rashi out of the article means the Rashi from somewhere that says that. Rabbi Kiva is adding one more to the Chachamim's number, but according to Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, it's not nothing to do with that you count it. It has to be very expensive, very large,
rare.
Very rare. But they say that they read down the article, and then someone told me a Rashi somewhere that explaining the Shita, that it has to be very expensive, very rare, on like the top of its species. If you have those three things, then the Chacham hold that's not bottle. That's like super important. But everything else could become bottle, six or seven things, right? But according to Rameir, it has to do with number. If you are counted, that means you're chashav. Chacham says it's not good enough for us. That's batal. All these cases are batal. You have to be super chashav. Not to be batal. Let's just finish trying to finish this mishnah. Haroi la arla. So all the cases that are fit to be in arla. Arla, when they get mixed into each other, the whole pile becomes arla. Haroi la klaya karim. The scenarios that fit to be klaya karim, they will become klaya. Now, on this Rameir is where we had the argument of Esher Dark Limanis or Kol Shadak Limanis. The Itmarlo, we learned on this. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Esher Dark Limanis. Rabbi Yechon says, the Rameir sheet is when is it not bottle? If it is the Derech to count it. Shem Elagash, Omar Shelagash says, no. Kol Shadak Limanis Sheminu. As long as it is the Derech, some people have the Derech to count it, there it won't be bottle. Fine. That's your Rabbi said tomorrow. Have a good time with the Bris. Or if you can just come here straight if you want to come later. One more time. And we'll really try to see this Tanad. Until Rav Papa, we try to go over this Gemara. This whole thing, the Tanan, we have to see what the Rashi is. Try to at least get to this next chat of Rav Papa. Let's see it. Watch, Gaya. Watch, Gaya.